the amount of packaging that's then added later on is about 4%. And I sense that it's a very colonialistic point of view to say, oh, well, you know, all good chocolate comes from Ecuador. All good chocolate comes from Europe. Why can't it come from the country of origin? And I think it's maybe it's racist. Maybe it's very authoritarian to think that people in other areas are not just as smart as we are and can't use the same machinery to make a product that's just as good or even better because the raw material is still fresh when it's processed. And many people are not familiar with the fumigation processes that occur, the amount of time that cocoa beans can be stored, and also that they're extremely high fat content product, which is sensitive. So they're concentrating these pesticides within their structure, and it's just going right into our bodies. So you wonder why the cancer levels in the U.S. are so high. Well, let's look at what we put into our bodies, and then we're going to have a pretty good answer.
Yeah. Judy, thank you.
And that was Judy Logback, the founder and mentor to Cayeri Association in Ecuador. This is Ferio, the local voice of our hemisphere, coming to the end of our program. I want to announce again that website for Cayeri, in case anybody is interested in visiting and finding out more about this amazing organization, www.cayeri.com, K-A-L-L-A-R-I.com. And I want to invite everyone to join us again for Sferio, 6 to 7 p.m. Fridays. We'll remain at this time as WMBR moves into its summer season. And Kendra moves off to
off
other
campus.
Things for the summer. But Amy will remain with you, as well as Jasmine and Legina will make a return,
yes.
Which is really exciting.
Very exciting. Have her fabulous presence with us again. That'll be something you'll hopefully get to hear next week.
As we make the transition now into Music for Human Beings, WMBR, 88.1 Cambridge, then we're going to be listening to a bit of a song, the song for spring planting by Fortaleza. Hasta luego.
About 7:10 p.m. Music for Human Beings here with you tonight. And this is Arthur with us tonight, Cody, Hibiscus, and Scrabble. Everybody, welcome tonight.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And then do we have Dr. Jollis there?
Marhaban beam.
Okay, good. We can just feel Dr. Jollis tonight. He's here.
And there's so many more spirits in the room. I can feel them.
Yeah, it's a spiritual night tonight. We're coming full circle, and this will be my last Music for Human Beings.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never thought that day would come.
Yeah, well...
Oh, we all knew.
It is the end of the year.
It's a circle.
And it is a circle.
I didn't think I even knew, you know.
You don't really know until it's the last show.
Until it happens.
The grayness of winter slowly seep from the station, the energy and inspiration ooze from our brother beam, as paint from a tube.
Quite.
Yeah, I got off the station this morning. Yeah, the show's going to keep going, though. We have the Colonel taking over, and, well, he's not here tonight, but he might be stopping in. Yeah, and then and Dr. Jollis will be with us all through the summer and maybe beyond. And I'll just be a phone call away through that physical phone line. I'll be there with you. Yeah, I can tell you it's been a grind, though. It's May is usually a time for trials and just getting through the tunnel.
Yeah. How long's it been?
Well,
since Arthur's been on the air.
Yeah, second complete season, and that's not bad. Yeah.
As far as these shows go,
I'm just gonna go grab the door real quick.
Okay. I guess it's hard to know where to start when you're approaching the end.
Right. Should
It's not really a start at all. You know, we should just finish it.
Yeah.
Well, I recall the beginning, and I look with alarm. Now, the beginning, the show was like a bare canvas, material stretched over wood. And now it is no longer a painting waiting to be painted. Simply a canvas.
It's completely painted now.
It is. And yet there are points unfinished. We try with jewels of sparkling paint and color to rekindle this flame. But I fear we may shiver, finding it difficult without the warmth of the heart of the beam.
Soon we'll be all past this.
Yeah, it really kind of sounds like a ceremony tonight.
Well,
I'm pretty energy drained right now. I just finished up my thesis, and you know, it's time for the next.
Do you want to tell us about your thesis?
Next chapter in my life. Yeah, you know, I could talk about it for a whole episode, but you know, it's in urine therapy. We didn't really talk about that so much. Yeah.
What is one man's accomplishments?
Did you say?
Yeah, exactly.
Urine therapy.
I think he is trying to figure out how kidney stones are related to power stones, to match the frequencies in our urine.
Right. That's part of it. Yeah. What's so interesting is that a lot of these fields, just so qualitative, you know, urine therapy. Yeah. It's just how quickly it's becoming an information science.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just how quickly you can study these things by the numbers, how this very spiritual, very qualitative discipline, mostly, you know, ceremony and drinking, just how quickly, you know, like, kind of like biology is becoming mathematical, mechanical, quantitative.
It's kind of how you can take the word ufology, which is totally unknown about unknown flying objects, and change it to urology, which is one letter.
Well, urology is different, and that's usually where people start before they renounce it and go into urine therapy. Yeah, but it's coming full circle, and it's coming back to, you know, just that very kind of scientific approach. So anyway, yeah, so I studied feedback loops in urine therapy. A lot of people know, and this has been known since ancient times, that you can only drink your own urine for, you know, 2-3 cycles before you get very sick. And why is that? It's not something you really need to study before you immediately know, but you know, you can study these things and get the answer. You can actually find the mechanism. It has to do with feedback, just that.
It's so interesting because I usually like associate feedback with a path to understanding, you know, if you
exactly
a path of realization, just like the more feedback you get, sort of the higher you get. But I guess with urine, it's not necessarily the same way.
It's
an energy cycle, right?
Yeah, people call urine a waste, and that's kind of a misnomer. What really happens when you keep drinking the cycles is it's too much of a good thing. Mm-hmm. You get this feedback loop that develops into resonance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your kidneys are just in this. It's too much resonance. It's too big of a spike.
I see.
Yeah. You know, because your output is matching with your input, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it just reaches this kind of
maximum.
Yeah, just kind of like a ringing, if you think of it as like an electrical signal. Yeah,
but
it reaches it really fast.
Right. Okay, and it looks like we have a couple microphones working now. A couple new guests joining in here in the circle.
He's talking about you. Turn it on.
Yeah, you're going to have to put your headphones on because...
He's telling you to turn your headphones on.
Okay, well, at your own leisure, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, we got a full house tonight. We thought we'd max out on the microphones.
Yeah, a lot of energy in the studio.
Yeah.
I feel it.
So... Okay, do we have Jeremy coming through? His headphones are on. Okay.
Maybe they're not really working.
Well, that's okay. But anyway, we want to open up the circuits to anybody out there, just everybody who's ever been on the show. This would be a really great time to just ruminate tonight. That number's 617-253-8810.
Come full circle.
Yeah, and we do have an operator ready to patch that through.
We're approximating the circle at 8 nodal points. Oh, now it's 9.
Yeah, we got quite a few numbers. This is really something. And we got Mort here in the house. Mort's...
How are you doing?
Yeah, you can hear Mort just there in the background. Let's just get a little bit from Mort.
I am deeply saddened by your departure. I don't know what else to say. I'm still coming to grips with it. I'll have a little bit more to say later. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty good for Mort. Okay. Well, I guess we didn't plan out really much of anything tonight. It's just an open book. You know? Open face, open mind.
I think,
don't be shy.
Delicious sandwich, perhaps.
But Dan, relating to your thesis in urinary science, I was just reading that I heard on the news that a survey in Mahalalapuluma has shown that a Nacre irrigated H4 sown broadcast, which I guess is a typical holding under typical conditions, requires only 4 days' work in March. So, yes,
okay. Actually, okay, I didn't totally understand that, but let's take a first caller. Okay, caller, are you coming through? Can you hear us? You're on the air.
Hey, man, what's up?
Robert.
I've been flicking through the stations, listening to what you said. I changed the location of the radio in my room. I've had really bad reception.
Oh, can you hear us? Okay.
I've been trying to listen.
Yeah, it's been probably about 4 weeks since we've heard from you, Robert.
I've been on a spiritual quest.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of times...
I don't know if that's the right word, quest. That has no relevance to me.
Kind of leave yourself behind on a spiritual quest.
Well, I've had some dreams, though. They're great. Everybody disappears.
It's kind of like you're picturing them in their underwear.
A new renaissance.
Yeah. I don't have much to say.
Robert, stay with us. We got another caller coming through, and we're just going to keep piping them through.
Hey,
caller two, you with us? You're on the air.
Lester? Lester, is that you?
This is Arthur here, yeah.
Arthur. Sorry, mate. I don't know if this connection's okay, if you can hear me all right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, here you just...
Arthur, I'm actually calling from a cell phone right now in Australia, actually.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's breakfast time right now.
Okay.
Oh my. What are you having?
Oh, it's a healthy breakfast.
Some Vegemite and marmalade.
No. Lamb chops, sausages, a side of beef.
That sounds like an American dinner for breakfast in Australia.
Yeah, well, you know, down under.
Everywhere kills stuff. Not everywhere. There's all different stuff. There's generalizations. I'll make lots of generalizations. It's very easy to do. The general, words don't really mean anything. Wow, this is great. No one really means anything. This is, I was going to say, this is a load of...
Yes, that's really something.
Wow. Arthur, I'm really spinning out right now, man.
I was talking about my day. I talked a lot. I talked all day. It was great. I talked to everyone. Everyone I saw. It was fun. It was great. It was fun. It was great. I talked about stuff that mattered. But not that anything really matters.
That's awesome.
Arthur, that wasn't you speaking. Is that right?
Yeah, I can understand that, though.
Who was speaking there to me?
Oh, that's Robert. And Robert, you're out in Cambridge, that's right, or Framingham, something like that. Robert, you still with us?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess maybe Robert's just sad to see the show go, you know?
Oh, but it's still going. Oh, it's the next...
It's gone? You guys are done with it?
It's just the next iteration. It's going to keep going.
What do you mean?
Right.
Reincarnation.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what? Wait, I thought you said it was off the air. Not off the air?
No, it'll be on the air, yeah, for another summer, fall, spring, you know, more cycles.
Oh, great to hear.
Yeah. Sort of a timeless thing, really.
Well,
I thought you guys were, I didn't hear lots at the beginning of the program. My reception was bad.
Oh,
so then I was,
yeah,
like, tried to figure out what you guys were talking about by flipping through the radio station.
No, that's okay,
and
though.
It didn't really work.
Coming through the channels here, we got Michael. Michael came on probably about a year ago. He's a really great massage practitioner out in Woburn.
Mental massage.
Yeah, but with your hands.
Yes.
A mental massage?
Yes.
A mental massage?
Yes.
Mental. Stab shit. Mental. I like the word mental because it has men in it. Mental. Some guy cracked my back. It's pretty neat. Well, I don't like when people stand behind me.
Okay, Robert, we're just going to keep cycling through some calls here. And actually, we should just free up the channels. We got a lot of people.
Yeah, let's free up the channels. Woo! Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a lot nicer to people in reality.
Mm.
No, it's not about that. Yeah. Mulwanji.
Every pebble seems to have a life and reason of its own.
So, Arthur, you have to bear with me here, because I'm in Australia. Is this some kind of American street speak that's getting spoken here?
Well, something like that, yeah. Most of us are American.
I must say, I haven't been following a lot of Mike's conversations so far.
Well, let's see if we can make this better with another caller.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to the program. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just calling in because I had this weird dream the other night.
Okay.
I would like to elaborate and see if you could analyze it for me.
Well, Cody's a spirit coach. He might be able to help you with that.
Oh, that's great. So the dream started out is that I was in a zoo, but it wasn't really it was a metaphorical zoo. And I was the elephant of the zoo.
Uh-huh, right.
And, well, I was the elephant.
Yeah.
And my mother was a zebra.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And my dad was a gorilla.
Have you been to any other continents recently?
No.
No, okay. Continue.
Do you consider New Jersey a continent?
Oh.
Culturally.
Culturally, perhaps, but
culturally, definitely.
Geographically, we'll debate about that later.
Yeah, okay.
Keep going.
So I was at the zoo, and I didn't understand how my parents had me. I felt really out of place in my own body. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so then I escaped, but it didn't seem like they were following me. So I kept on going. And I ended up in the Sahara Desert, which is no place for an elephant. And I had a do-rag on, and I had glasses. And then I woke up in my bathtub with the cold water running.
Hmm.
That's in a big bathtub, I suppose.
Right. As an elephant, or had you reconverted?
Like, I felt like mentally I was still the elephant. But no, I wasn't in the body as an elephant anymore.
Do you feel larger than life most of the time, or?
I wouldn't say larger than life. I mean, life's pretty big.
When you enter rooms, are you very obvious?
I'm seen when I enter a room, I guess you could say.
Have you maybe had a cold lately?
Have I what?
Had a cold lately? Some congestion.
I have allergies. I have an inhaler.
And you woke up in a bathtub.
I think I can start to see where this is going.
Yeah.
Yeah, the allergies bring it completely into perspective.
Naturally. Yeah, you need to realign perhaps your nasal pathways and focus that energy into the lower pharynx. If you can do that with us, it'll sound more like a "oh." And that sound will progress into your spiritual life, into your elephant life, and then you will feel the desired.
How do I go about realigning my nasal passages?
Okay. Think about your head for a second. Can you feel it?
I can feel it.
You can feel it? Okay. Good. Now, think deep inside of it. Feel your brain. Feel your brain tingling into the middle of...
Yeah?
Can you feel that spot right there?
I can feel it.
Okay. Now take that spot and move it down 6 inches.
6 inches?
6 inches.
Wow. Okay.
Have you done that?
It's in the process. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, I think it's there.
Okay, very good. Now...
And, yeah, keep going.
Keep going. All right. We've got then just one more thing. Is just feel in the back of your throat that little ball.
That's I'll throw up.
Okay. Think, feel it with your mind first.
Okay, I'm feeling it.
Okay. Now move that down 6 inches.
I don't understand how that's possible without swallowing it.
We should switch to the metric system.
Okay, it's a metric thing.
And that's it. And that's another new age. That's another new age miracle, right? And it's nothing magical. It's just mental.
True.
Yeah.
It's
I feel like this might be working. As you started giving me directions, the rain started to fall. I felt the spirituality of God come and help realign my nasal passages with the rain.
There you go.
Do you still feel like the elephant?
There's part of an elephant, but it's definitely not as big as before. I feel like the elephant has recited, not in my spirit anymore, but it's not quite out.
I think it would be a mistake to totally turn away from your inner elephant.
Yeah, the elephant is definitely something that is respected in many cultures.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You don't want to deny who you are.
Don't want to be waking up in the bathtub with the water running.
It would be smashing to have tests.
The bathtub was not a great experience for me.
Well, callers, we're going to switch it up here and bring in another two to the circle. I'm just going to keep it flowing. Yeah,
I'm going to go take a poop, and I will call back later and see if I can get back on.
Yeah, just cycle your bowels. Okay, Muli Bonjai.
Great, thank you guys.
Keep hold of the elephant, though. Don't lose them.
Okay, and we got a couple callers here on the stack, and just stay with us, callers. We're going to go one at a time and just stagger it. Yeah, caller, are you with us? You're on the
air.
Hi. Yeah, welcome to the program.
Hi. I have two kinds of things going through my head right now that maybe I want to share and see if it's not too offensive and useless and waste of everybody's time. One is... The digital world, you talk about it a lot. I was talking with a friend who doesn't believe that the computer is just a bunch of zeros and ones. Really can be conceived as a single string of zeros and ones.
It's just like saying the body is just flesh and bone. It's kind of short-sighted.
Well, then I realized that even though this person does not believe in the zero ones at all, that in order to get the deeper sense of what the machine really is, we remember that it has a physical, static playground, and then this animated component to it, and it's the interaction of the two, sometimes expressed as yin and yang, that make the magic happen. But my overall point was simply that the computer is no more real than, let's say, a canvas. And to say one doesn't believe in the zeros and ones is to say one doesn't believe in the paint. They always believe in the canvas because you can touch it. And they believe in the computer as a physical box, but they don't believe in the fluid.
Well, and what's ones and zeros? I mean, it's a digital abstraction, right?
There could be threes and fours.
It's really electrical signals, yeah.
And it's the masculine. The feminine is, in more Eastern thinking, correct me if I'm wrong, the feminine would be more the box, the earth, that which does not change and flow so much. The established, the male would be the buzzing bee, the wild card, in this case, the fluid.
I think Arthur can have a unique perspective here as a urinary scientist, and we can equate the...
Right, computational urine therapy,
The urine with the electrical current that drives the computer, drives the ones and zeros.
And I was reading about your Professor Chomsky there. It got into Turing machines and the law of diminishing returns and, you know, everything just spiraled it and spidered it out. I became completely overwhelmed. But the other thought that I mentioned earlier that's going through my head simultaneously with these thoughts about media and physical and spirit and the nexus between the two or three, and that is the concept, the experience of ego. I'm struggling with my own ego, or maybe I'm not. I'm not even sure.
Maybe you're not. I'm just drawing a blank here. I guess that all makes sense when you say it like that, but I don't know if I would have ever came there on my own path.
Yes, and...
Well, let's bring Dr. Dallas into this. He is a doctor.
So, you say you are struggling with the ego?
Well, I don't know whether I am or not. Sometimes I think I have conquered my ego, and then I realize what an egotistical thought, and then sometimes it's almost the opposite.
I believe, perhaps, I hope it is not presumptuous, but I believe perhaps you are overthinking. You know, in the evening it is natural to reflect over oneself in such a way. But if you can, as you lay down, sink into a smile. See it reflected on the inner surface of the eyelid. Breathe slowly and deeply. And you will find that you sigh long and happily. You will float in the weightless joy between sleep and wakefulness.
Will I have to eat bugs?
Well, it certainly would not hurt. But I think even with some focused methodology, you will disappear somewhere in your toes.
Let's get another caller in on this perspective. Yeah, and...
My cactus got root rot.
Well, do we have a caller two here with us?
Greetings.
Okay, is there maybe, you know, something going on with the ears here, maybe? Or I'm trying to think of some part of the body.
Hello, I'm sorry I'm late.
What are we discussing right now?
It sounds like we're talking about a problem going on within oneself that is very common to something we all experience. Do you understand? Shall I elaborate a bit more?
Yeah. No, let's elaborate and orient caller too. We're going to solve this problem.
So I will take a step back first. I am Dr. Johnson. I am studying over at the Fartmi Research
Excuse
Institute.
Excuse me, may I just interject to ask for purposes of identification at this point, are you the famous Doc Johnson?
No. There's many Dr. Johnsons. I'm not even certain which one.
No, this is Doc Johnson. Doc Johnson is a researcher and developer and manufacturer of physical stimulation devices, sometimes called marital aids.
Oddly enough, I am not that Doc Johnson, but I have...
And then I apologize humbly for wasting
But you have
time.
Manufactured marital aids, haven't you?
I actually have.
Bombs, yeah.
Yeah, it is amazing the feeling of joy you can receive from helping others achieve a oneness. It just really... I don't know. The warmth. It is like a warmth in the bottom...
People look at these things, these marital aids, whether they're physical or some kind of lotion or whatever
or
it is.
Or psychological.
And they think of them as kind of dirty, but it's really about making two one, right? It's really just about this very pure
There's nothing thing. More pure.
Yeah.
It's complete purity.
And we really need to change as a society how we view these things. It's very important that we come together to understand that loving... And caring for another person is not wrong in any way.
Right.
Yes.
As long as you are pure in heart when you do so. But,
it's just unbelievable just how that's another miracle right there. Yeah. Bam! It just happened, right? It's just unbelievable.
So, You know, I would, I think maybe we could talk a little bit more about that, just because I feel we have this chance right here, right now. You know, people are listening and they're hearing our words, and it would be good to get that out to them.
Let's bring another caller into the perspective here. Okay, and do we have a new caller?
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to the program. You're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah, welcome.
Well, I heard the conversation about how New Jersey might be considered a different continent.
Culturally, maybe, yeah, right.
Yeah, culture.
And it was separated by a strait or something like that.
A strait?
I don't know my geography too well.
No, it is separated by a strait.
Yeah.
It's meant to.
I feel like you could almost consider it a different continent all by itself. Like, geologically, not really, but the difference in people and culture, it's almost like it's a cultural kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's there's a sea of culture that splits it into its own different continent.
Well, let's get our other caller in on this.
Oh,
really? Right?
There is a real split there. And, you know, the splits are far more expanding than just the ones we can see. We can see with our eyes.
Yeah, it seems like there's a million miles between Hoboken and wherever's across from there.
But oftentimes there is a million miles between my hand and my eye. We have these.
I think that suggests a disconnect between the mental.
No, it's just a little bit of ringing. If one of our callers could turn their radio box down, it's making feedback loops. Yeah.
It sounds like a million miles to me, though. That's. We have a million miles of nerves between our eye. It might be slightly shy of a million.
Mm-hmm. We could call our hand a different continent, perhaps.
Or I think it perfectly illustrates the disconnect between the physical and the mental. Because the hand is the embodiment of the physical nature of our lives. And the brain is the embodiment of the mental.
So, the thing, I think something that is important to remember, though, about this.
Like your hand could be from New Jersey, but your soul could be from.
And color, like
Oregon.
Carl, if you could just roll up your window. It sounds like you're on the freeway there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to take another caller. And caller, stay with us. We just got another channel. We're going to patch through here. Okay, let's try that again. Yeah, do we have a new caller here with us?
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to the program. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us?
It's my friend, Arthur Rimbaud, a rainbow being.
Oh, okay, Madame Sherazade coming on here. Wow, a dream interpretation.
Calling from France.
Yeah, I could have wished you were here about 20 minutes ago. We had a dream interpretation for you.
I actually heard it, and I thought it was very interesting because the elephant symbolically represents memory. And so I think
elephants
our
never forget.
Caller was trying to repress some thoughts. He had some thoughts that he wanted to get rid of because he didn't feel comfortable as an elephant.
Yeah.
So do you suggest that the caller gets rid of those thoughts, or should he embrace them?
Well, I think he should try to understand which thoughts from his past he's uncomfortable with, and try to perhaps if he can understand what these thoughts are, then maybe he can try to be at peace with them.
So not to block out the elephant, but just be at peace with the elephant.
I think so, yes.
Will he become an elephant when he's at peace with his thoughts?
If he what? Sorry, I can't hear you then.
Will he become an elephant if he's at peace with his thoughts?
I think the elephant represents his memory of the past. Mm.
So it's his memories that are in turn the elephant.
Yes.
Madame, you know, it's unbelievable. When we last lost you, you were off into the dream plane, just in a flash. I think you went out through the back door and couldn't get back in, and just blasted off in a flash like that. And
yes, I had a good time, though. A good time with you.
It's just so great that we've come full circle after about a year. It's wonderful.
So I just wanted to say hi and say that I'm listening to your show, and I'm very sad that you are leaving. Do you know what your plans are?
Well, yeah, I'm moving to Olympia, Washington. I'm gonna further pursue alternative healing. Probably, you know, I've had a little dabble of urine therapy here for the last couple of years. Kind of specialized.
Is the station itself gonna stay on? Will it be a new host, or will it just be shut down completely?
No, it's gonna keep on. It's gonna keep on going this summer, and maybe it's gonna keep propagating from there.
That's fantastic. I look forward to it every week.
Yeah, you don't want to force it.
I've called in probably the past month and a half. I love your show.
Yeah, it's just great to have you on here, you know, on the freeway or anywhere.
It's a real wave of human beings coming through this, the ever-ending wave.
Yeah.
What we're really trying to make here is like a singularity of minds coming together, right?
Yeah. Mm. And I think we're getting there.
Slowly. Through our listeners and through our guests.
I've actually been listening to the show. I found a spiritual name for myself. I have a name, but I felt from listening to the show that my name should be Howie for some reason.
Mm. Howie.
Yeah.
Last name Doing.
Howie. Okay, so that's interesting. Yeah, if you were to translate that to, yeah, that has just a very good meaning in Mandarin, kind of a Chinese name. Yeah, it means good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Native American hello.
Right. How.
How.
Which is good.
For sure.
In Mandarin, at least. But I think universally. Okay, well, gosh, I guess I'm kind of losing my bearing. It's overwhelming to be here.
Are you very...
All these different spirits in one place.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you're excited to be going to Olympia, Mount Olympus.
Olympia. Is there a Mount Olympus there?
There is.
Okay. It is. Yeah. It's where the gods reside.
I just know there's a lot of freshwater lakes and good naked...
It'd be interesting to see what's up on that mountain. I don't know if anyone's ever looked. Mm.
There's a glacier on top, and it rains every day.
Wow.
It has rained every day.
I feel like the spiritual trip up it would be just as impeccable as the physical journey up it.
Right.
I just,
there'd be
so many
better.
So many god spirits just flying around at you.
Because you know, they stopped being materialized. Now they're spiritual.
Yeah.
It's the only way you can really check them.
And if you are intact with your spiritual side, it's great to meet them. You can meet them one-on-one and just see them.
You know, it seems kind of trivial, but just for me, as I get closer to the West Coast, you just feel the negative ions in the air more and more, and just that kind of detoxification effect as you breathe them in. And
especially as your altitude rises as you go towards the west with all the mountain ranges.
Yeah.
And Olympia,
I feel
is,
like they've been, the negative ions have been embodied in all the high altitudes, just waiting for the spiritual life to come and breathe them in.
Olympia is further north as well, closer to the Northern Lights, bring you in. It's very, very, very intensely beautiful.
The aurora. The Earth's aura.
Trees, so green. There's trees there that have never been cut down.
It's just such a concept. Trees that have never been cut down. You know, trees that have never fallen.
Yeah, on the East Coast, that never happens. That's why so many people in the East are disattached from their spirits.
Mm. Or trees that have never been replanted. Because I've definitely seen quite a few trees have been replanted many times.
Mm-hmm. I'd heard there was a problem on the campus just a bit ago with a tree that had fallen on a student.
No.
And, you know, the nature just does not appreciated and taken care of in these sort of urban settings. And
it's violence, right? In the trees.
Exactly. Violence upon the trees leads to violence upon the people.
Certainly not distributed.
Right, from the trees. Right.
I just think of it as a disconnect between distributed life forms like trees and human beings. Yeah.
Yeah. Several years ago, I recall a series of tree killings whereby celebrities would ski down mountains and the trees would strike them.
Well, the spiritual Howie is telling me that myself, Howie, need to be getting off the phone.
Okay.
But namaste.
Namaste.
I'd love to talk to you later.
Muli Bhanji. I think we're going to fade down both the calls. We got another few coming in. So, callers, thanks so much for joining us. And do we have a new caller coming through the channels?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to the program.
Am I on the air?
Yep, you're broadcasting.
I want to say I'm not listening to the show.
Okay.
And so I don't know what the topic is.
That's good you weren't listening, because it's pretty freeform tonight.
I wanted to ask your guest if you know anything of remote viewing.
Remote doing.
Remote viewing.
Remote viewing.
Remote viewing.
You mean viewing from very far away?
I think he's referring to extrasensory perceptions of visions.
Uh-huh. Like on Mount Olympus.
Perhaps, yeah. Through the eyes of God, those sort of things.
Well, I've been using techniques adapted by the Dr. Russell Goldsteinstein. You can find them easily documented on his website, drgoldensteinstein.org.
Okay.
And I'm using them to... I've been discovering roadmaps of the capital city of the center of the world. I think it's pronounced, I guess, Swenthalm.
Right. I think I've heard
right?
of that.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm sorry. I'm ignorant. Yeah.
But I'm not fluent in their language, but I've been discovering some very amazing things. I wanted to know if you've had any experience similar to these.
No, but, you know, talking about those glaciers in Mount Olympia got me thinking back to rain precipitation healing.
Participation healing?
That's rain precipitation healing, and that's when you go up to the mountain and you form the circle with your own legs. You know, each individual is capable of forming the circle. You put your two legs together and kind of spread your knees in that circle shape. And you just let the rain come down and just like that. And
I've seen people do that in their skydiving. It's much more effective in an elevated position.
More misty, yeah. Hey, caller, stay with us. We're going to put another through here.
Very well.
Do we have a new caller coming through?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Okay, peace, child, Peter, coming through the network. Welcome.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, so sorry I couldn't be there, man, but I had to come to New York on a little bit of a spiritual journey.
That's okay. That's all right.
You could perhaps do some remote viewing of the studio.
Remote viewing?
I don't see
Are you familiar with Dr. Russell Goldsteinstein's remote viewing technique?
Well, caller one, I would like to urge caution against...
No, I haven't heard ever of Dr. Russell Steinstein.
Goldsteinstein. Go to drrussellgoldsteinstein.org and you will find
some
very simple step-by-step instructions on remote viewing.
I don't really have a computer, man.
It kind of seems like
you should check it out. The information superhighway is expensive.
Brother Rainbow Beam.
That's awesome, man.
Brother Beam.
Yeah, Dr. Dallas.
I would like to urge
Rainbow Beam.
Yeah.
Just wanted to wish you congratulations and everything on your thesis.
Oh, yeah. It was a good result. Yeah. Resonance.
That's awesome.
Thanks,
that was the result?
Thanks, man. Oh, just that cause of why drinking so many cycles of your own urine causes such ill health.
How many years has it been now that you've been studying this?
Well, the stuff's brand new. You know, nobody's ever viewed urine therapy as an information science. Like, you know, same with biology. Yeah.
Yeah, the good doctor told me a little about it, you know, and it seemed like really, really cool stuff there, man.
Yeah, and Peace Child Peter, your tea's got something to do with it. Your tea's right there, that liquid that goes in and comes out. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, man. Well, you were always smarter than me, you know, so I never really got that stuff, but I appreciate the mention.
Well, I never fell down on the Apple Store.
Well, not many people have.
Well, Peace Child Peter, it's great having you here.
Thanks, man. I'm afraid I gotta go, really. I gotta continue on my spiritual journey.
Okay, well...
Namaste.
Namaste.
I think when we fade you out, we'll have a little tracer kind of you still here in our memories.
I feel like Dr. Jalas was trying to get a voice in earlier, and I feel like he needs to finish what he's going to say.
Hibiscus, thank you. Only I want to warn the caller about the work of Goldenstein, whose work is very poorly reproducible, particularly with regard to the dangers of remote viewing in a locus of high singular consciousness vis-a-vis the station at the moment. There is a risk of improper diagnosis and unnecessary shock treatment. So, it is not well received among the scientific New Age community.
I see.
There has actually been a whole different branch of remote viewing that they've been using to, again, help with marital problems.
Statistical algorithms.
They put on actually goggles with little screens inside, and you then place a camera on the other person so you can view each other from the other's perspective.
Wow.
Amazing.
That is an idea with merit.
You really become the other person and you understand where they're coming from.
Right. But all you really see is yourself.
But through their eyes, really.
Oh.
And it's that perception.
It's that depth. It's about 7:55 p.m. and we're going to be tuning out here pretty soon. But we've got two more calls. Let's go ahead and take those. And again, that's Music for Human Beings, WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM. Okay, do we have a new caller here with us?
Seth, hello. You don't know me, but I know you.
Okay.
And I've got a message to bring to you.
This voice sounds familiar.
You better get ready.
I think we're all pretty comfortable and ready to receive here, yeah.
Here come the planes. They're American planes. You know where they're made, Mr. Bean?
China?
Made in America. Smoking or non-smoking?
Smoking.
You better get ready. Ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I think that's the purpose of this whole exercise, is for us to get ready.
We're going on a journey.
You can come as you are.
We're here to go, really.
Right. Because it's the end.
You go.
It's time to go.
Hey, Arthur.
Stumble to the bathroom and relieve your bladder.
Arthur, I just want to let you know the drum circle is taking shape out there.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
Ready for our final round of festival dancing?
Good,
nice.
Good.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
We feel the energy already, just like from inside.
It's building.
Start slow with a little red wine and deep breathing and...
Work your way up to...
Could we get a cleansing om going before...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was thinking we could just have somebody gather everyone into... We'll just get a big om all together. But let's get one more caller in first before we do that.
Get everyone in.
And do we have a caller here with us?
Those are my boogers. I blew them on my face.
Well, that was cleansing.
That was an awkward nose blow, but I got boogies on my hands. I got them allergies, too. Very, very human.
Wow, it's just
very
a therapy.
Human.
Yeah.
Wow, so gorgeous, it makes you want to jump out the window.
We're all human beings here.
Music aren't you relieved now?
Robert, it's... Do you have any last words?
Motherfucking cunt.
Wow.
I think we've been cleansed.
That was the first air out my lungs I wet since the motherfucking cunt.
Okay, alright.
Well, I, if I may recommend the cleansing om.
We do need a...
I'm sorry, I left the microphone for a second, because Robert, we like you, but the FCC just really doesn't allow that.
It does happen.
Okay, that's okay, though. So, so Mort, we're going to kick off the drum circle here with a giant om, and we're just going to pack everybody...
Yeah, get everyone
into the studio.
Start
dancing. Let's bring everybody in.
Strip those garments
off. Bring them all in here. Yeah. And let's just crowd up to the mics here so we can spread it out to everybody tuned in. Are you ready?
Four points for safety.
Number one.
Cars and bikes stop at red lights.
It's against the law for car drivers or bicycle riders to ignore traffic signals.
So don't buzz through red lights. There might be a pedestrian or turning car that doesn't see you coming.
Number two.
Look first before you open your door.
Numerous bicyclists have been injured or even killed by car doors suddenly opening into them.
Look first, and bicyclists, stay out of the door zone.
Number three.
Cross with the signal.
You are safest if you wait for a walk or green traffic signal.
Don't jaywalk. That's just walking into trouble.
Number four.
Cars and bikes should stop for pedestrians in unsignalized crosswalks.
Be nice.